Hey everybody, it's Healing School. So glad you joined me. Well, I've got some announcements. Of course, I want to say welcome to all of our subscribers, all of our visitors, and my Living Faith family. I have some announcements to share with you that I'm excited about. Number one, mark your calendars. Please mark your calendars. We've got two exciting events coming up this year as we're celebrating 40 years of ministry. Our anniversary, official anniversary, is in July. But Friday, July 18th, you can come out, join us for Electrifying Night with Anthony Brown and Group Therapy. They're going to be in concert at Living Faith Christian Center. Tickets will go on sale for this event on Sunday, beginning Sunday, June 1st. Please visit our website or social page for more details. Yay! Also, on Friday, August 22nd, to celebrate 40 years of ministry, get ready to step out in style for our black tie and red carpet banquet. We're going to have a night of elegance, entertainment, laughter, and celebration. Both events, the concert as well as the banquet, are open to Living Faith members as well as those outside of Living Faith, so non-members, should I say. Tickets will be required and space is limited. It'll be, both events will be on a first-come, first-served basis. Also, attention all parents, starting this Sunday, somebody say this Sunday, June 1st, we'll kick off our Lamb Jam, which is our vacation Bible school, and it will run every Sunday in the month of June. There's five Sundays in June. Our theme this year is True North, Trusting Jesus in the Wild World. Our children's church is open to all children pre-K through sixth grade. Our nursery, unfortunately, is only open on the second and fourth Sundays of the month. So parents, bring out your children for especially those 5 days in June for our Lamb Jam. All right, which is our vacation Bible school. Also, I heard that Sunday, June 8th, we'll be celebrating my birthday. My birthday is actually June 8th on that day, on that Sunday. So come out and share in the celebration. All right? Okay, everybody. Father, we just thank you. We praise you. We thank you for this day that you have made. Father, we thank you for all your promises. We thank you for your word that is applies to every part of our lives, spirit, soul, and body. Father, we thank you that you thought of everything. And not only did you think of everything, you already did everything. And that anything that we partake of according to your word, it's already been done. So we thank you. It's already ours to have. Bless this time. Through our time together, through our devices here, Holy Spirit, we know that you are here with us, amongst us, even tonight. We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I wanted to spend a few minutes on tonight's message. I'm going to be talking about developing your faith in your healing, developing your faith for your healing. Now, the word develop, it means to cause to grow or expand, like muscles. And even though healing is available to us every moment of every day, as a matter of fact, healing is available. It's just as available. Healing is just as now available to us as salvation is and salvation was. Now, we know that we can get saved on the spot. We can receive salvation on the spot. And healing is the same thing. Again, back to the fact that I prayed that God has already completed everything. Everything's already available to us. So when it comes to our healing, when we experience sickness and disease in our bodies, God already did what he's going to do. He's already done what was necessary. Jesus already came and he fulfilled the plan of God to bring salvation, to bring authority to bring the ability to reign in life back to mankind. And so so healing isn't something that we need to beg for because God's already done it. Salvation, we don't have to beg for salvation because he's already provided us, every man, with salvation. Amen? Because he wished that no man perish. He wants that all men be saved. He wished that all of us be healed. That's his will. Speaking of his will, I want to mention a couple things. There are at least a couple things that the body of Christ, two statements, should I say, that we need to leave out of our vocabulary. All right. Number one is, I mean, if you have heard this, Lord, if it be thy will, Lord, if it be thy will, what does that mean? That means that you don't know what the will of God is. That means we don't know what the will of God is when we say, Lord, if it be thy will. It's so important for us to know the scriptures regarding anything, any promise, any part of salvation. We need to know the scriptures so that we're not scratching our head, wondering if God wants to do it, you know, if God sees me, if he's paying attention to me. Yes, he is. And he desires that we be healed. But when we say, Lord, if it be thy will, we do not want to say that. That is a indication. That's a definite indication that we don't know what God's word says regarding anything, any promise, any good thing, right? Any part of the New Testament, the New Covenant. When we say, Lord, if it be thy will, I can tell you, we need to know the enemy hears you say that. And as soon as he hears you say that, he knows that he can start working on you. This thing that you've verbalized about receiving from God, right? Some good thing, some promise, some healing. And the moment the enemy hears, Lord, if it be thy will, heal me. No, nope, nope. Even the blind men who came to Jesus, they didn't come begging for their healing. They came running up to him. They actually made a statement when they came to be healed of blindness. They made a statement. They said, Son of David, Son of David. That was a covenant term. They knew Son of David was also a secret, like a secret or a code word for the Messiah. So they came to him not begging for their healing, but they were actually calling on and pulling on the Messiah, the fact that he was of the seed of David. They called him the Son of David, which meant they knew that healing was available to them, and they were just going to the healer to receive what they needed, which was their sight. Amen? Another statement is, so when we say, Lord, if it be thy will, the second statement is, or Lord willing, such and such. Lord willing, I'll be healed. Lord willing, I'll be able to pay my mortgage payment. Lord willing, I'll get a job, right? All that's another statement that we should not be coming out of our mouths. Now, if it's regarding the future, you know, Paul told, he told one of the churches, he said, if it's the Lord will, I'll come to you soon. Now that was according to God's purpose. He wanted to see them because he loved them, but he was making room that perhaps him coming back to see them would not be the will of God, that God had something else for him to do. But that wasn't something that was written. But when it comes to something written, which today we're talking about healing, we're talking about divine healing, we're talking about receiving healing from heaven, we're talking about receiving divine healing, which means it comes from God, it comes from God's provision, it comes from God's storehouse, right? Healing is already available to us. You always hear me say healing and salvation for our spiritual salvation, and heal and healing for our physical bodies and our minds. It all happened. It was all fulfilled on the same cross, on the same day, through the same action. And that's why Psalm 103, verses 1 through 5, it talks about, David said, look, soul, rejoice. Bless the Lord, because he said, bless the Lord, O my soul, who forgives thine iniquities and heals all our diseases. Happen at the same time. Matter of fact, that means if we're saved, then we're supposed to be healed, right? If we're saved, which we are, right? I'm talking to believers. If we're saved, we ought to be healed. And guess what? By Jesus' stripes, we are. By the plan of God, by the perfect plan and provision of God, we are healed, all right? So we don't want to say, Lord, if it be thy will, I'll be healed. Lord, if it be thy will, heal me. It is God's will. Don't ever say that. And then we don't want to say, Lord willing. If the Lord willing, look, don't say that. You know. If your pattern is to come to church every week, if your plan is to be a tither, that means a tither. Doesn't mean you tithe, the one-time tithe, two-time tithe. It means you're a tither. And so we don't say, Lord willing. Some people say, Lord willing, I'll see you in church next Sunday. Well, in my ears, when we say that, that's giving an opening to something interfering with that, something interfering with you coming to church. So we don't want to say that. We don't want to say, Lord willing, he's going to heal me. That's an indication that you are in doubt, that we're in doubt, and that we're not sure. We need to be sure. And so that's why we need to develop our faith for our healing, developing our faith for our healing. Amen. Matthew 9:29. This is when the blind men came to Jesus. Matthew 9:29. I'm going to turn there. And you can do the same if you have your Bible. Amen. Now, Matthew 9:29. Let's see. Bear with me, please. Matthew 9:29. Here goes. Two blind men healed. Verse 27. It says, when Jesus departed from there, two blind men followed him, crying out and saying, Son of David, have mercy on us. That's what I mentioned earlier. And when he had come into the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said to them, do you believe? Listen. This is what we need to ask ourselves. This is why we need to develop our faith until we can do this. Jesus said to them, they came to Jesus. They were blind. They wanted to be healed. They wanted to be able to see. And Jesus simply asked them, do you believe that I am able to do this? Now, we know that faith is being, it means persuasion. It means being convinced and persuaded that God will do what he says he will do. Let me mention this first. Faith has nothing to do with feelings. And the reverse is feelings have nothing to do with faith. Now, these men could say, well, I don't feel like this is possible. I don't feel like you can do this, that you're able to do this. But they knew about covenant. Again, calling him Son of David. They knew about covenant. They knew it had been prophesied that the Messiah was coming and he was going to deliver them from all their bondage. Amen. How many of you know being blind is bondage, right? And so Jesus simply asked him, he said, do you believe that I am able to do this? They said, yes, Lord. Then he touched their eyes, saying, according to your faith, let it be to you. And their eyes were open. And Jesus sternly warned them, saying, see that no one knows it. But when they departed, They spread the news about him in all that country. But the point that I want to make is, talking about, again, developing your faith for your healing, Jesus asked him. So we have to develop our faith. We have to read the scriptures about healing. We have to meditate on the scriptures, right? We have to see ourselves healed. We have to mutter the word of God, say the word of God over and over again. You know, when the scripture says, so then faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, that includes our confession. So it's up to us to develop our faith for our healing. Jesus asked them, do you believe? How long do we stay in the word? How long do we meditate on the scriptures regarding healing for every sickness? Jesus healed every and any that came to him. He never turned anyone away. And these people were not born again, and not all of them were covenant-minded or covenant people. So we have to get to the point where, do you believe that I am able to do this? That means we have to get rid of we have to forget about everything that the doctors have said they can't do. What they can't do, God can do. Just because they say, man, we can't help you, sir, we can't help you, that does not mean we should not transfer that on to Jesus. Jesus is able. So all Jesus wanted to know is, do you believe that I'm able to do this? And they said, yes, Lord. That's where we want to get to. Yes, Lord, I believe you are able to heal me. Yes, Lord, I believe that you are able to make my blind eyes open, make my crooked legs straight, make my weak heart strong, make my kidneys function properly, right? And so we have to get to the point that we believe that Jesus will do. Not only will he do it, it says that he's able, but we need to believe that Jesus is able for whatever our ailment is, hard, difficult, or simple. We need to get to a place where we believe that he can do this. And then he said, he touched their eyes, saying, according to your faith. What does that mean? According to your belief, according to your ability to believe that I am able to heal you. For us, we need to believe that Jesus already died for everything. 1 Peter 2:24, it says that he carried everything. He carried all our sickness, all our disease in his own body. He carried our sickness and he carried our diseases in his own body on the tree. Amen. And with his stripes, we were healed. It's already done. He already carried our sicknesses. He already bore our diseases, our infirmities, right? Our weakness of muscles and weakness of strength and, you know, all the various things. He already carried those things. That's what he took to the cross. That's the beauty of salvation. He didn't just save us from our sins. He didn't just wash us in his blood. No, he took he took upon himself, including our sins, whatever would prevent us and was preventing us to live the blessed life, to live an abundant life. Jesus said, I have come that you might have life and have life more abundantly, more than enough life, quality of life, the God quality of life. Life overflowing, having more than enough. God's a more than enough God, right? You know, and he can actually come in and heal our bodies and make them better than they were before, you know, or make our organs better than they were before, make our skin better than it was before. Whatever it is that we need healing from, make our mind, our thinking abilities even better than before. Amen. Why? Because he made us. He created us. He knows exactly how to fix us. I love that about God. We take a car to the auto mechanic. We take our Toyota to the Toyota company if you're not trying to be cheap, a cheapskate, right? And so we take our bodies to God because he knows how to fix our bodies. Amen? Because he made them. He created our bodies. He made our bodies. All right, so we have to get to a place we develop our faith. But does develop mean, again, it means to cause to grow or to expand. We need to cause, it's up to us to cause our faith in God's healing promise to the point that it will grow and expand and be applied to what it is that we need healing for. Amen? Like muscles. So we need to develop our faith. Then we need to use our faith. We use our faith on one thing. Then we use our faith on another thing. We should be using faith for something all the time so that our faith will be developed. Amen? Because God's so merciful and he wants to heal us. The woman with the issue of blood in Matthew 9 and verse 20. In Matthew 9 and verse 20. And it says, and suddenly a woman who had a flow of blood for 12 years came from behind and touched the hem of his garment. For she said to herself, if only. Now, she said to herself, now, when you study this out, what was actually said is she kept saying to herself. What was she doing? She was developing her faith so that by the time she saw Jesus, her faith had developed to the point that when she saw him and she got access to him, she knew she was going to be healed. Amen. And it says, and suddenly a woman who had a flow of blood for 12 years came from behind and followed. And suddenly a woman who had a flow of blood for 12 years came from behind and touched the hem of his garment. For she said to herself, if only, she said to herself over and over again. So she said it more than once. We got to confess the scriptures more than once. We can believe once, but we confess them more than once. Amen. In other words, when we say now faith is now. Faith is something, faith for healing. So we build our faith up to the point where we take our healing by faith, and then we continue to confess what we believe that we have already received from the Lord, which is our healing. Amen. Now, I'm talking about healings. That healings don't always come right away. Healings aren't always through a miracle. Amen. Sometimes we have to work on developing our faith, developing our hearts to receive our healing. Amen. And for she said to herself, if only I may touch his garment, I shall be made whole. Well, but Jesus turned around, and when he saw her, he said, be of good cheer, daughter. Your faith has made you well. What happened? What made her well? Her faith. Her faith in what? Her faith in God. Faith is only related to the Word of God. When the Bible talks about faith, it's talking about relating, how we relate and what we believe in the Word of God. If we have faith, that means we have faith, trust. We're persuaded that God is able to perform. Jesus said, do you believe I'm able to do this? We have to get to the point. If we need healing, we must get to the point. You know what? God has compassion on us, but he requires faith. He already had pity on us. He already knew that you and I, when we got here, when we were born, that something may attack our bodies, attack human bodies. And so he had pity on us way back before he sent Jesus. So it's not like he doesn't care, but he requires us to have faith in that, right? So he's not going to force his healing on any of us. It's up to us to develop our faith until we get to the point that we believe that he can do this. And again, not only that he can do this, but that he already has. And so again, if we are saved, then we are candidates to be healed. Even people who weren't saved. Jesus healed people all over the place. They weren't saved. They weren't born again, but yet and still he healed them. right? So we have to develop our faith. It's up to us. It's up to us. Sometimes we use the terminology, the ball's in your court. As far as God is concerned and his healing, he already did his part. Now the ball is in our court. What are we going to do? Are we going to believe that he is able to do this? That he has already healed us? The healing is already available. By his stripes, we were, past tense, we were healed. Amen? So we want to develop our faith. We want to, again, find the scriptures. Meditate on healing scriptures, right? Meditate on the word of God. Proverbs chapter 4, it says that the word of God is medicine, that the word of God is healing, that the word of God is health to all our flesh. Again, faith is only connected to God. When the Bible talks about faith, according to your faith, it's a connection. He's talking about faith in God and what God has said, amen, or what God has written for us, amen. I'm so glad he wrote everything down, and because we can always go back to it, we can underline it. You know, I like to highlight and underline and write things in the margin of my Bible because we need this word, and we need to go back to it over and over and over again, and we need to get ourselves to the point where we believe in God's healing power, that it will do, that God's word will do what he said it would do. Amen? And so did I finish with the woman? So he said, be of good cheer, daughter, because she decided. She had heard about Jesus, I'm sure. She heard about Jesus, and then she thought about that thing and thought about, this is my chance. This is my opportunity to be healed of this horrible disease that keeps me from being amongst people and living my life and having a job and getting married and having children. She said, this man is my answer. Well, Jesus was the word. He was the word in flesh. We have the word. When we believe the word, it becomes flesh to us in the way of our healing, right? That healing will manifest in our bodies and come on our flesh. Amen? So he said, be of good cheer, daughter. Your faith has made you well. It's no different with you and me. Our faith can make us well. If we believe that Jesus is able to heal us, then we'll receive our healing. Because it's already done. Amen? But it's our faith that accesses what God has already done. Amen? So we have to get rid of all of our excuses. We have to believe. We have to work on. We have to develop our faith. We got to work on this thing and not back off. People have backed off so many times, right? We believe God for a moment. We believe God for a week. We believe God for a month. But we need to go all the way. We need to believe. We need to keep saying, like the woman with the issue of blood, we have to keep believing. We have to keep trusting in God. We have to believe that his word is true and that he cannot lie, right? We know Matthew 8:17, it says, when evening had come, they brought unto him many who were demon-possessed, and he cast out the spirits with a word and healed all who were sick. He healed all who were sick. Again, these people were not born again. Now, they were I don't want to say for sure, but a lot of these people were Jewish, not all, but they knew about covenant as well. And he healed all who were sick, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet Isaiah. Matthew 8:17, And the Amplify says, and thus fulfilled what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah. So Jesus cast out devils. He healed all who were sick, it says. So he cast out devils. He healed all who were sick, people who have demon, who are demon possessed or demon oppressed. They're sick and they need healing. And it says he healed all who were sick as well as cast out spirits with a word or with his word. And thus fulfilled what was spoken. This goes to show us we ain't waiting for nothing, right? We're not waiting for God to do anything. Jesus here in Matthew 8, it says, and thus fulfilled, he fulfilled Jesus. Who fulfilled? Jesus fulfilled what was spoken by the prophet, what was prophesied by the prophet Isaiah hundreds of years before. He himself, hundreds and hundreds, he himself took in order to carry away. He himself, who? Jesus took. He took your sickness. He took your disease. He took your infirmity. He took your arthritis. He took your heart disease. He took your osteoporosis. He took your psoriasis. He took your seborrhea. He took your kidney disease. He took your muscle disease. He took your chemical disease. He took your depression. Amen? He himself took in order to carry away our weaknesses and infirmities and bore away our diseases. It says that thus fulfilled, not was going to be fulfilled. He was doing it then. He was doing it even before he went to the cross. Amen? So we have to, it's up to us. We stand on the scriptures. We take the scriptures, no matter what the degree, the severity, or the smallness, or what do I want to call a small thing, like a cold or a virus or a sty or acne, you know, different things like that. No matter how simple the disease is or how hard the disease is, Jesus already healed us of it. Amen. Praise the Lord. So this is what we have to do. So I want to encourage you, don't give up. I want to encourage you, yes, it is God's will to heal you. Amen. It is his will. If you want to know the will of God, we want to look at Jesus. Look at what Jesus did. If we want to know the will of God, all we have to do is look at the scriptures and listen to what Jesus said. When we look at what Jesus did, when he was here on earth, when he walked amongst men, we look at what he did, we listen to what he said, and then we can find out what the will of God is. Here, he cast out devils with a word. Here, he healed all who were sick. All. The only time Jesus couldn't heal, it says, and he did heal some, a few sick folk, the only time Jesus couldn't heal the way he wanted to heal was because in his own hometown. He said a prophet is not honored except in his own hometown against his own brethren. Amen. How many of you going through that? You got saved and you know some things, you've learned some things in the Word of God, and now your relatives, they don't want to listen to you. You know, the people from the block, they don't want to listen to you. They don't believe you. Amen? And so you can't do what you can't witness to them or talk to them about the gospel like you want to because they're too familiar with the old you. Amen? Isn't that what they say? Isn't that the carpenter's son? Isn't that Mary's son? You know, Joseph's son? So... but it is the will of God to heal you. Yes, he is willing. Don't ever say that. Lord willing, I'll be healed. Don't. Cut it out. Amen. Lord, if it be thy will. Don't ever say that again, especially regarding your healing. Amen. God wants you well. God wants me well. He wants us well so that we can go around and be instruments ambassadors to his kingdom and see other people get healed. Amen. Heavenly Father, we just thank you and we praise you. We thank you, Father, that your healing anointing is available even now. Father, I pray for anyone whose faith has rose up to another level today through this teaching. Father, I pray that by faith they will just latch on to your word, that they will believe today that you are able to do this thing, and that according to their faith, the faith that they have right now to be healed, that according to their faith, they receive their healing and receive their wholeness in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I send the word tonight to those who believe that you are able to do this. And I send the healing word to them right now in the name of Jesus. And we even touch and agree. And Father, we believe we receive our healings today from the top of our head to the tips of our toes, no matter what it is, no matter how hard, no matter how simple the sickness or disease or malfunction, abnormal or weak thing that's happening in our bodies. We believe that you are able, and we believe that we receive our healing now. In Jesus' name, somebody say amen. Well, God bless you, everybody. Remember, this Sunday, we start 5 weeks during the month of June with our Lamb Jam. So bring your children from pre-K through sixth grade. That starts this Sunday. All right, I love you so much. And I'll see you this Sunday. Bye-bye.